It's time for another episode of For the Record.
Do, 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 do. For the record.
Ian reviews albums. We're in the top 10 of the Rolling Stones' top 50 albums of 2015 today.
Number 8.
Oh, what is it?
It is the soundtrack to a musical called Hamilton.
Man, I've heard nothing but great things about that
musical.
Seriously,
it's a 3-hour beast of a musical. I scrolled through all of the... There's 46 songs in this thing.
That's way too many songs.
46. They must have no talking. It's just one song bleeds into the next. But the thing is, it's a hip-hop musical about Alexander Hamilton.
Who thinks of this?
Who thinks of that? And you don't think it's going to succeed, and it's the biggest show ever now.
I heard it's so good. Our intern, Cody, played me a couple tracks from that musical, and it's brilliant.
Yeah, and it's not entirely hip-hop. No. I mean, that might turn some people off, but like, there's some great just full-on musical ballads in there and wonderful singing.
Okay.
And it kind of harkened to me back when I was a child. And I'd listen to like the soundtrack to Andrew Lloyd Webber stuff, like The Phantom of the Opera, without ever seeing the show.
Right.
Never seen the show before, but I'm addicted to the soundtrack. People can do the same thing. You can follow the story just fine just by listening to the music.
And you should. Be cultural. Learn something.
Seriously.
So how many X's out of 5 do you give this?
Oh, I give it like 4.
Okay, that's pretty good. Where would one listen to this album?
You go back where Hamilton came from, the British West Indies.
Yo!
And you play it on the streets, yo.
1755.
Word.
Word. Anything else you want to add before we go?
Flamingos.
You're on the X.